Welcome to this podcast produced for Business Lincolnshire as part of the Fit for Business programme. I'm Guy Lewis and we're joined today by Caroline Wilson from Hot Toddy for the second of our series of podcasts around social media. Hi Caroline, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. So what's been on your clients' minds this week?
Oh, planning.
Planning.
Planning content. Definitely planning content.
That's top of the tree this week, is it?
Yes. Time, energy, effort. Very reactive and wanting to be actually more proactive, but actually it's always at the bottom of the list.
Okay. Okay. So what's your secret tactic when planning for social media posts and stuff?
Well, I have found that monthly comes around so quickly. So that's a bit tricky because if you have a really busy month, it's or a quieter month, you can have planned and it be brilliant and amazing. Then a busier month knocks it all off and then it comes and goes very, very quick, 4 week cycle. And then annually, it's just so big and 12 months, it seems too much, too big a task. So I like to break the year into sort of three sections.
Okay.
January to March.
Okay.
That's Easter.
Yes.
Well, January to April, sorry.
Okay.
So that's your Easter months. And then you're thinking, right, 4 months, brilliant. You can even print off a little bit of a calendar, spreadsheet. You could do it in your diary, online, paper, however you want to work, not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And just note down anything that's happening in those 4 months, like launches, events you're going to, expos, popular conversations or trends that you have in your business that you know are popping up or things that you're going to. So your content can be sort of noted down with all that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then PR days, any national days that might be relevant. And then populating this sort of 4 months with all that sort of information that then when you come to writing your posts, you don't go, I don't know what to write. Because you've got a bit of a plan just formulated from what happens in your business and in your industry and in your area, maybe or nationally, that are all super relevant. And
So you talked about that Easter bit, you know, January to April. So Easter's in there somewhere, isn't it?
Yep.
And then you've got Valentine's Day in there, and you've probably got
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day. You might even have some national days, and you might have some locals, and probably half term and things like that are very, very sort of specific to you in that local area.
Definitely.
So what you're saying is whack them in first. And that gives you some sort of structure to then think, right, that's sort of the general stuff.
Yep.
And then put your own industry specific stuff in as well, I guess.
Yeah, so layer it up. You can do a key, but it doesn't have to be, I don't like a plan to be perfect because best laid plans can go astray. But if you have a loose structure, I'm not saying write out on, you know, each day the exact post, but having the idea so you're not working from a blank every time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've almost populated your own little like content calendar from what is, like you say, national things that are happening in your diary, events, maybe product launches, and things that you are doing or you know happen in that period of time. So if you're agricultural, you might know lambing happens in that time, planting potatoes. If you're in an accountant, you know they're going to be doing the end of year accounts. So there's lots of things that you'll know that will happen that you can then populate your think, oh, my content, maybe I'm going to have a bit of a running series about that one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
But monthly, if you're doing that, you literally have maybe a week. So, you know, we're in June now, Father's Day, 2 weeks' time. So, it's very soon, even though we're recording this on the 1st of June, it's not 2 weeks isn't really enough time, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really, really like about it. It's totally personal, really sort of easy, like a brain dump onto paper or wherever you want to do it. And really accessible to everyone, like anyone can do it.
So you haven't even got any content at the moment. You're just picking up the dates. You just sort of say, okay, this is what's happening around it. And I guess like this is things, again, like events. We talked about expos, that sort of stuff. What about things like launches? You know, I mean, I guess you've got to time that quite well. You've got you're leading and stuff like that. I know when we're doing events and stuff, you know, we try and give, you know, 8 weeks, sort of 8 weeks leading so that we can start. And I guess, so you put them in and then you sort of should have started yesterday or something. At least gives you that sort of idea, I guess.
Massively. And then when you're sort of planning in these things, if you think, oh, that's amazing, it's like a really good use of your time because you can block work that. So that would be my other tip to when you're planning to think actually in my week, do I have a power hour time to plan, do, review in your week? So naturally you will have a time that's not Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock where you're thinking, I have 1 hour that actually I could just have this as a non-negotiable in my diary every single week, that then you can brain dump stuff down in that 1 hour time slot. Or even if you're just starting, maybe even 20 minutes is totally enough. If it's something new and, you know, you're a one-man band and you're only on one platform, maybe 20 minutes is absolutely enough, where you plan, basically do and review. Okay. And then this is when this planning your 4 months would come in. And then if you're thinking, right, I'm in your 1 hour power hour, you might say, right, I'm in June now. I'm going to start looking at September, maybe pulling together my September to December, because that's going to be Christmas period. And especially if you're in retail, you'll be already thinking of that. You'll be probably thinking, right, we're going to expos now. We're buying stuff for Christmas. So you'll want to be maybe popping that down, that your Christmas is already sort of formulating a little bit.
Okay, so that idea of a power hour, I quite like that. I mean, I actually have times when I know I'm not, you know, I'm not creative, or I'm, and actually do I just do things that are easier, just do things that are sort of right, and I put time together. So get yourself an hour when you're at your best, whenever that is, but not Friday, unless it is Friday. It might be 4 o'clock on a Friday when you're most, but get it in your diary and do that sort of, what you say, the three things weekly, plan it, review it.
And just do it. Okay. If there's videos to create or Canva things to do, sort of block do them, because you know, in terms that you'll know best of all, in terms of like most efficient way of doing it, going on Canva, spending 20 minutes, brilliant, that's done. Creating a load of videos and videoing them all at one time. Mm-hmm. Again, you're in the flow, you're doing it, just get it done. And it doesn't have to be perfect either, does it? You just, sometimes just done is brilliant. And when we do look at things and you pull them apart, you stop doing them, don't you? So I think it's just get them on. I've got this 20 minutes to do this. This is my non-negotiable hour, and it's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday or something, whatever it is. It's a good time in your business. So if you're in retail, it wouldn't be a Saturday morning, because I do have people that, we tried to do a video on a Saturday morning. I was like, it's your busiest day, you're client facing. That is ridiculous. How long does that take you? Oh yeah, it takes us all day. Because they start a video, somebody walks in, stop a video. So also be really kind to yourself in that respect. Like, if it's going to be your busy day, is that the best day to have your power hour to create content, put stuff out there? So yeah, be mindful of that.
More likely to be the Wednesday half day or something like that, when you should be doing that sort of stuff. My name is Guy Lewis, and you're with myself and Caroline Wilson discussing social media planning. Yeah. Okay, so we've got all that sort of local, national things that are going to happen. Do you use it, any sort of historical information to help you going forward with your planning?
Well, I definitely would think that actually once you've done this for a year, you have got this plan, haven't you? So you can go back to things. But in social media, we get suggestions all the time of things that happened, you know, memories. So I think that's really good to sort of show the test of time, whether it's 6 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And you can, we even have a trend, Throwback Thursday, to share what you were doing this time last year or even several years ago. So it's quite good, I think, to be able to allow in a little bit of that content from a while ago. And it sort of shows your, like, your, I don't know, how long you've been in it. So a bit more, you're trusted, you've been around quite a long time, or even if you haven't been around a long time, a year even, you can say, this time last year, I maybe had an employed job, or this is how much my business has grown. I'm doing this full time. But I think people really like seeing where you were a few years ago, because what came up for me recently, which made me laugh, is a stack of business cards when I was moving offices about 6 years ago, and I had a stack of business cards, which I was like, you know, that had come up on stories that I was able to share. And I just asked the question, because I don't actually have any business cards now, would like put on my stories, oh, does anybody still use these, to just get a bit of feedback from like generally my community, to like, are people still using them? Do you have any?
I think everyone got out of the habit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Certainly during the lockdown. Yes, I still have some. Is the answer to that question? But I do. But we don't use them anywhere near as much as I think previously. I suppose it's a great way as well when you're talking about, you know, having that sort of, did you say it was Throwback Thursday? You know, great, you're reusing great content.
Definitely.
Well, that's got to be an easy win, hasn't it?
So a really easy thing is making it part of your customer journey, because it is a bit awkward asking for reviews and if it's not a part of your systems mm-hmm. already, because it's a standalone activity, it's a bit strange. But if you can, for instance, it became very apparent when I was trying to build my website and wanted some testimonials mm-hmm. that in 2021, I had got naturally maybe 3 or 4 reviews on, I wanted them on LinkedIn, but obviously you can have Google, TripAdvisor, all different places.
Whatever suits your business in a way.
Whatever suits your business, or even just written testimonials or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, right, great. I'm definitely worked with a few more people than that. I need to sort of work on that. Mm-hmm. So 2022, went out on a really hard mission, made it part of my service. If somebody made it part of what I did after I'd done any training with somebody, connect with them if they were on LinkedIn, and I'd just kindly say, would you mind just sharing your biggest takeaway? Because I feel like everybody wants to help you, and if you're not asking for a general review and you make it quite precise, like, what was your biggest takeaway from working with me, then they can easily recall that. Because sometimes as well, I think if it's too big a ask and too general, we just don't do it, because it's like, so in 2022 I got nearly 50 reviews.
Yeah.
So the massive difference from just changing it and making it part of your system, and as well asking that crucial question of not just leaving it to the generic whatever mm-hmm. LinkedIn suggests, and saying, please can you just share your biggest takeaway, because they'll have already said it on email in conversation, and it's just formalizing it a little bit, and then helping me as well with my website, which was massively helpful. So yeah, making it easy. And I worked with somebody, you know, like somebody that's maybe like an architect or a graphic designer, or not graphic designer, interior designer, and they said, we find it so hard to extract reviews off people. Mm. And I said, well, maybe it's because what you've done is so vast, they don't know where to start. So I suggested maybe doing a Survey Monkey, so they could work on percentages. So then the client remained completely anonymous. Mm-hmm. And then they had stats and statistics to share that like 99% of our customers would recommend us. So things that were transferable to social media, but the person had a 2-minute survey to fill in rather than send me a testimonial about, you know, you've interior designed my whole office my house, or it's just too vast, isn't it? Where do you even start? Yeah. So sort of getting out what you want them to rate you on, what's important.
I always say, keep it out of that too difficult box.
Yes.
If you put something in a too difficult box, it never gets done, does it?
Exactly.
No one, too hard, leave it, and nothing ever happens. So I'm being told now that you shouldn't write a blog. You must now be posting videos. Is that right?
Well, I think it's definitely to do with who your target audience with and what sort of content works for you, actually your business. So you'll already know, if you've analysed what success looks like in your business, what content already works quite well. Mm-hmm. But I quite like, if you are doing a blog or an e-newsletter or any form of sort of long form content, that actually that breaks down, that you might do your blog or your e-newsletter, and then it feeds into 3 or 4 blogs, and then maybe 8 social media posts. So it's all coming from the same source. So it's really savvy on time, really useful, and it's making it all one theme rather than really disjointed. It all feeds together nicely.
Okay. And things like videos, images, that sort of stuff?
Well, yeah, brilliant. I would think as well about thinking of your seasonality of your pictures as well. So if you do have things, maybe think, which is when you're sort of splitting your year up, it sort of really does help as well, because then you'll have naturally more a winter, spring, won't you, then summer, and then sort of autumn, winter sort of planning anyway. But yeah, do look if it's this time of year, if it's the wheat is different in the field, you know, I might pick that up. And if you're in agriculture, you will definitely pick that up, that is not a recent picture. But if you're saying, you know, it's a throwback, then that will still tie in with the time of year if it's exactly a year ago. But yeah, do look at the seasonality, trees and, you know, the grass, even little things. I think that, or even if it's, you know, a bikini in winter, not really relevant unless you're planning a winter holiday to the Bahamas. Who knows?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was just thinking about, we did a photo shoot and all our photos, lovely sunny days. And you think, maybe we should have got some. I'm not sure about a photo shoot in the middle of winter, but hey ho. We're sort of thinking about that one.
Stick indoors.
Yeah, absolutely. So the images must reflect what you're talking about, and also that seasonality, unless you're doing a throwback. So it's just about making sure it all sort of ties in and all makes sense in both visually and with the written word. Okay. So I was just thinking, we've talked about encouraging reviews. Maybe just as a summary, you know, what are your top tips for planning? How does that, you know, the top ones, these, do these, and you're sort of 95% there.
Yeah, I'd say obviously the best laid plans can go a little bit astray, but if you start with a good intention, sort mm-hmm. of be, you're already on the proactive foot. If you're thinking of it in quite a big chunk, in that 4 month chunks, don't get overwhelmed, just dump it, brain dump, mm-hmm. get it all out there in paper, and even, you know, pin it on the wall, have some a notepad where you pop content ideas down. Don't just sort of be, just do what you'll already know, sort of how you best work. If it's voice notes, notes on your phone, Excel spreadsheet, some people quite like that.
Whiteboard.
Whiteboard, chalkboard, anything. You do what sort of is relevant to you. But remember mm-hmm. on boards, like whiteboards and chalkboards, which I found, they wipe off. So that content, if you're then wanting to replicate next year, not as easy unless you take a picture, but a picture again could get lost. So I do sort of quite like a bit of paper.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me today, Karen. That's been really good. You've been listening to a Business Lincolnshire podcast. Look out for the next episode. If you're listening on the Business Lincolnshire YouTube channel, don't forget to give us a thumbs up or subscribe down below. If you're on your favourite podcast platform, then remember to follow the show. More information at businesslincolnshire.com.